Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. If you want to create change in any area of your life, you're in the right place. Together, we'll explore the strategies and tools I've used to lose over 100 pounds, pay off $130,000 in debt, and become a multiple seven-figure business owner. I've supported thousands of women to levels of execution and fulfillment they didn't know were possible. So if you're frustrated, if you're doubting yourself, if you're not enjoying the journey, there's a better way. Together, we'll break through your past patterns, we'll eliminate the appeal of your excuses so you can get consistent, stay consistent, create the results you want, and most importantly, enjoy the journey. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Hope you're having a great day today. Thanks for joining me. Today's topic is a life changer. It is a life changer for you. It's a life changer for anybody that you know where you can impress this upon them. I decided to do this episode. It came to the top of my mind. It's something we've talked about before, but I saw this story. Basically, a guy popped up in my Instagram feed talking about things that his parents did that were successful parenting strategies, right? And this episode has zero to do with parenting, so bear with me while I just make the link to what brought this up again. And essentially, he said, "He who tells the best stories wins." And he said that his parents were always telling him and his siblings really positive, powerful stories, specifically positive powerful stories about God. This marriage was restored. This person overcame addiction. This person, you know, experienced transformative healing in their life. And there were just more of those positive, powerful stories from mom and dad than there were negative stories or stories of gossip or stories of alcohol or stories of sex from their friends, right? And this concept that the best story wins has so much practical application, especially because whether we realize it or not, and hopefully we all realize it, we are always telling ourselves stories and also always exposing ourselves to stories, and the most compelling story wins. This is actually one of the reasons that probably a couple years ago, I stopped listening to true crime podcasts and stopped watching any kind of true crime TV shows. It's also why I dramatically limit television overall, especially reality television. And I found that stuff very, very, very entertaining. But at the end of the day, if I'm always introducing the dark side of humanity and fear and crime and violence, then that's what shapes my thoughts and my brain. And I didn't want that. Even if you think of the example, are you somebody who always tells the story of, "I'm so tired, I'm so overwhelmed, I'm so busy"? Or are you somebody who tells the story of what is good and possible and going well and exciting, something you're looking forward to? We all know somebody, and if we don't know somebody, maybe it's because we are that somebody, who every single interaction with them is what's bad, what's hard, how they're so busy, life is so crazy. I have one particular friend who anytime we talk, the first 5 to 10 minutes are everything that is just crazy and challenging and this and that. And it's not to say that there aren't challenging or difficult things. I certainly have my share of challenging and difficult things, but the best story wins. The best story wins. The most compelling story wins. And if you are always convincing yourself that you're tired, that you're overwhelmed, that you're stressed, that it's hard, that is what colors your choices. I think about this with my kids all the time. The story I tell myself about my kids makes a really big difference, because there are moments when I notice that the story I'm telling myself about my kids is, "They're driving me crazy, I need a break, it's too loud." And I'm not suggesting that we be Pollyanna, and you know, I'm not a fan of fake positivity or this notion of toxic positivity, but I get to choose. And I can say, yeah, they're loud. And yeah, they're a lot. And also, I prayed for this. And also, I wanted this. And also, I wouldn't have it any other way. And I have the experience of having lost a child. And so I understand that the alternative is not having them. And that's way worse. That's way worse. So when I'm in those modes where I notice the story I'm telling myself is, this is so frustrating, this is so annoying, I'm overwhelmed, I choose the story that says, yep, it's loud, and thank God, right? I prayed for this, I wanted this, I wouldn't want it any other way. If you look for what sucks and for what's hard, you're going to find it. And that's going to shape everything that you see and everything that you experience. We do these coaching calls inside the consistency course every couple of weeks. And I encourage people, I always say successful people ask for help. And I encourage them to share where they need support, what they're struggling with, a challenge that they're facing, so that together we can come up with strategies and solutions to get to the other side of it. And on this last one last week, one of my clients shared that her biggest struggle is the evenings. And she basically said, I do pretty well all day long. Most of my wins are early in the day, but by the end of the day, she said, I'm tired, I'm frustrated from work, I have an evening of chores and family tasks, and so any excuse seems like a good one to eat something that's unplanned, to have a glass of wine, to eat cheese and crackers, to have dessert. And she said, I need to stay focused on my goals. And I told her, I said, I don't think you need focus. I think you need a different perspective, because there are a lot of things that we do without focus because we have habit or because we have a certain perspective, right? I don't need to be focused on all the reasons I want to brush my teeth to brush my teeth, because my perspective is it would be gross not to, and I would feel yucky, and I wouldn't be able to, you know, go through the day having that gross feeling in my mouth of not having brushed my teeth. It's not the focus. I'm focused on other things. I can't tell you the last time I was focused on oral hygiene. And there's, especially at the end of day time of day or the dinner time, family time, time of day, there's always going to be things competing for your focus. And your focus is always going to be divided and fragmented. It's not focus that you need. It's a perspective that sets you up for success. Because right now, the perspective that she shared, the story that she's telling is, I'm tired, I'm frustrated, and so I just don't have the energy to make a healthy meal. It would be so good. It would feel so nice to have a glass of wine, to have dessert. It's been a tough day. That would make me feel better. Well, if that is the most compelling story, that is the story that wins. If your story is, I'm tired, I'm frustrated, I have all this stuff to do and I don't even care, that story wins. If your story is, I'm over being tired, I don't want to keep creating this situation that doesn't feel good, I can increase my energy, I can feel better now, no matter what is going on in my day, if I take really good care of myself, I'm gonna feel better. You are in charge of the type of story you tell and the case you make for your choices. You are in charge of if you make it a compelling story to be disciplined, or if you make that the least compelling story, right? You choose to make it more compelling to not be disciplined. You make it compelling to drink, to overeat, to overindulge. And the options are available to all of us. But you, through the perspective you choose, the story you tell, the most compelling story wins. You determine if you make it compelling to overeat and overindulge, or if you make it super compelling to eat healthy and make healthy choices. You're in charge. Just this morning, I was making my kids pancakes. Chris was out hunting, so it was solo with the kids in the morning, and I had to get Roman ready for gymnastics, and my twins are allergic to eggs, and so before they were eating solid food, Roman had bacon and eggs for breakfast every single morning. Well, now if I want to do bacon and eggs for Ro, I have to do something different for the girls, and that's just a whole extra thing. So I was making them pancakes, and they smelled really good. They were already there, but the most compelling story in my mind was, if I have these pancakes, my energy is just going to tank, right? Because if I start my day with starch, which is basically a chain of sugar, if I start my day with that, I'm going to crash in 2 hours. And I really want to feel as energized as possible. I already have enough reasons to be tired. I don't need to give one more. I want to make the breakfast that's going to give me more energy, not rob me of energy. And so the most compelling story was not having the pancakes, right? But we are always in control of what we paint as the most compelling option. You're in charge. You paint the picture of what is most attractive to you and why. When I was at my heaviest and I was binge eating on a regular basis, like multiple times per week, I made that option the most compelling option. I painted the picture that had that be most compelling. I would say, it's been such a stressful day. I don't even care. I'll start on Monday. I made it a compelling story to go and get the Mexican food, to go and get the ice cream, to overeat, to binge. And I didn't have to, and you don't have to. There is another way. I used to make working out the unattractive choice. It sounds hard. I don't want to. I don't want to sweat. It's cold outside. I'll do it another day. I don't have time. I'm tired. Now I make it compelling, right? The other day, I did not want to work out with my trainer, but the story that I tell myself about it is I'll feel so good afterwards, and I really want to move as much as possible. That's just very important to me. And when I get home, I'm going to be sitting to work and I'm going to be sitting playing with the kids and I'll be sitting in the car. I need to make this time to work. It's going to make me feel really, really good. And it matters to me to be strong, stay strong, get stronger. I make that the most compelling story. And there was a time when the most compelling story was, I'm too tired. I don't feel like it. My shoulder hurts. My back hurts. I'll start on Monday. I don't really know what I'm doing. You are in control of what you make as the most compelling story with absolutely everything. I have a treadmill in my office, and my office is not in the house. It's in a separate little building that's on our property, but not in the house, which means if the kids are napping, I can't really go out there. I can't go out there because the monitor doesn't reach. So if there's not another adult in the house, my husband, my mom, our babysitter, whatever, I can't go out there. But there's a lot of times when somebody is here and I can go out there, and it is very easy to make that the least compelling option. Oh, but then if I have to go to the bathroom, I have to come back in the house because there's not a bathroom out there. And I catch myself, I'm making that an unattractive option. What would it look like if I make that a very attractive option? If I go out there and I walk for 20 minutes, even if I have to come in and take a minute to go into the bathroom in the house, I'm going to feel better in 20 minutes than I do now because I chose to move my body, right? I might not be able to do this later because the kids are going to be awake or because Chris is going to be running errands and so I'm going to be home alone with them. I have the opportunity now, so I need to seize it now, right? Do it now because later always has competition. I have to make that the most compelling story. Same thing with like cleaning my room. It's so easy to make that the least compelling choice. Oh, I don't feel like it. It's not that important. Nobody goes in my room anyway. I'm tired. I just want to go to bed or I want to watch a show. But I have the ability in every situation, and so do you, to make it the most compelling choice. It would feel so good to go to bed tonight with a clean room and to wake up tomorrow with a clean room and to just scratch this off the list and not have it lingering in my mind as something I need to do. I can get it done now. I have the time now. I might not have the time later. Later always has competition. We are in control of what we make compelling. So when you are struggling with something, I want you to remind yourself that there's something off with the story that you're telling about it. You're not making it your most compelling choice. Another one of my clients in the consistency course messaged me and has an upcoming vacation. And she said, hey, can we talk about this? Because I don't want it to turn into screw it, eat everything, I'm on vacation, I'll start fresh afterwards. If that is the most compelling story you're telling, it's vacation, why not? It's this one time. It doesn't happen all the time. I'll do better afterwards. I just want to not think about it and enjoy myself. If you're making that the compelling story, but you don't have to. you can make something else super compelling. And it's not just the extremes. It's not either it's a free-for-all, I eat everything, or I'm super disciplined and I hardly eat anything at all and I'm working out all the time and not enjoying my vacation. You can make both the most compelling story, meaning I want to really prioritize my health and I want to leave room for some indulgences that reflect prioritizing my health. So maybe that means you're having one drink a day, but you're not having sugar. Or if you're going to have sugar, you're not going to drink. Maybe it means you're going to work out every morning and you're going to have breakfast and lunch be super on point, and dinner you're going to allow for some indulgences. Whatever you create as the most compelling story, that is what wins. The most compelling story always wins. You are the storyteller. You are the storyteller. In everything that you do, the way that you think about it determines if you're talking yourself into it or you're talking yourself out of it. If you're convincing yourself to do the work or you're making it more attractive to not do the work. This is within your control. Now, sometimes we've been telling this story of working out is hard, or we don't want to, or eating healthy isn't fun, or following a budget is restrictive. But that doesn't mean, just because there's an ingrained or default story, it doesn't mean you're not free to change it. Of course you're free to change it. You're always free to change it. And today is going to offer you many, many, many opportunities to practice a different story. I practice the story about being super grateful for this season with my kids all the time. Because I'll be honest, even with my history and my loss and my struggle, my default is still, I'm going to pull my hair out. It's so loud. It's so messy. It's so crazy. Holy moly, can I get a breather? And every single time that I notice that thinking is an opportunity to tell a story. And it's not a story denying that it can be hard with three kids under three and working from home and being a stay-at-home mom. Like, I'm not denying that it's hard. It can be hard and also really, really special and something that I savor. And I take those moments where I recognize that I'm pulling my hair out and I just want to take it all in. And I want to appreciate that it's funny and cute and beautiful and really hard and taxing at the same time. We are the storyteller, and a lot of us are just rolling with these default stories that are setting us up for choices that we don't want to be making, that we're trying to change, but we're trying to change the behavior without trying to change the thoughts that drive the behavior and put us down the path to that very behavior. The most compelling story wins. With your marriage and how you see that, with your fitness, with your finances, with your work, with your food choices, all of it. The most compelling story wins. Before we wrap up today, there's so much going on right now that I just want to put on your radar. Sometimes I feel like I'm talking about things everywhere, and then I still get messages from people who have never heard of it before. And I get it, because there's just a lot of competition and a lot of things competing for our attention. So let's just get on the same page. Strong Foundations is still open for enrollment. That is the 5-week building strength comprehensive coaching program that I'm doing with Morgan Bungers starting in January. It includes workouts for all levels, total beginner, some experience or somebody who's very experienced, movement tutorials, live coaching, an ebook, nutrition stuff, recipes, monitoring progress, choosing weights, modifying for your abilities or your equipment or both. That is still open. You can go to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to get started with that. What we're talking today is all mindset and becoming a better thinker. The process that I take people through to actually do that work and make that transition is in a program called 10X Mindset, which is 30 days of one single action step per day that guides you to becoming a better thinker. primalpotential.com/10X for that. And then two very, very new things. I created a consistency calendar that is a year at a glance. It's a poster size calendar that comes with a starter pack of stickers so that you can visually track and monitor your consistency. So the way it works is every month of the year has a row on this big calendar. I'll put the link in the show description right below where you're listening to this so that you can see it. But essentially, every month has a row, and every month you can track different things or the same things month to month, totally your choice if you switch it up or stay consistent. And let's say that one of the things I'm tracking in the month of January is strength training workouts. I can say strength training workouts get a red sticker, and anytime in that month that I do a strength training workout, I put a red sticker. Or if it's journaling, or if it's following the golden rules of carbs and fat loss, or whatever it is, each habit gets a corresponding colored sticker, and then you can see visually how your consistency is going. I'm a very visual person, so that helps me. I've just made that available for the first time ever here in the last couple weeks, so I'll put that link in the show description. The other thing is the daily question cards. So the backstory on how this came to be, if you're listening to the show, you probably know that I feel like questions are one of the best ways to become a better thinker and really do what we're talking about today with changing your perspective and convincing yourself, making a compelling story for the things that you want to do. And I also know that it can be very hard to apply these practices or remember to ask these questions in your day-to-day life because you got to get the kids up and you got to go to work and you got to make dinner. And before you know it, you're like, I know to use these tools, but I'm not using them because I keep forgetting and it's not top of mind. So I created this beautiful deck of cards. They're square cards, really pretty, beautifully designed cardstock material. There's 121 questions in every deck. Each card has a different unique question. And it might be that one question really resonates with you, and so you carry that one around with you in your purse, or you put it on your computer, or on your vanity in your bathroom, or you just cycle through a different question or group of questions every day as part of your journaling. But those question cards are also available, and I will link that in the show description as well in case you want to get a pack or gift a pack to somebody in your life. So lots of new stuff. Wanted to make sure it's all on your radar. I will put the links in the show description, and I'll see you tomorrow. Don't forget, the most compelling story always wins. See you tomorrow.